Our report basically finds that at the moment the victims of human rights violations during the conflict in South Sudan are unable to obtain justice in their own country. First of all, to start off with, the vast majority of the people who, actually all people who are accused of serious crimes involving the killing of, deliberate killing of people, engaging or taking part in sexual violence and all those kinds of crimes that are international crimes in nature, none of them have been brought to court and no investigations have taken place. And the only time when there has been a semblance of justice being done is in the Terrain Hotel case, where a number of foreign aid workers were raped and a South Sudanese journalist murdered. But that case had some progress, but it was held in a military court where it shouldn't have been held. Military courts should not be prosecuting cases involving civilians. And of course, then the file that was taken to the president's office disappeared, which would have enabled the victims to seek an appeal. And up to this day, they are waiting for that file to be found for them to be able to undertake to seek an appeal, and that is missing. But we spoke to many legal professionals, former judges, lawyers, who told us that the justice sector takes orders from the government and will not make any progress unless the government has asked them to proceed, which is really concerning.
Negative intervention by the government in delivering justice in the country is one of your concerns that is stipulated in the report. Is there any other concerns that is mentioned in your report other than that?
Well, there are a few concerns. One, the government is obstructing the process of forming the hybrid court for South Sudan, which was agreed by the government itself in the peace agreement in 2015 and the revitalized peace agreement more recently. That is one other thing. Then you've got cases of the government giving amnesties to people who are suspected of committing human rights violations. The president has issued a number of amnesties, including to members of the political opposition, so meaning that then they cannot be brought before court to answer for the crimes for which they are accused. You have the government of South Sudan trying to find lobbyists internationally, more recently in a case that fortunately backfired and had to be withdrawn, a company called Gainful Solutions, which was supposed to lobby the government, the Trump administration in the U.S. to try and block the hybrid court, which they themselves, the government of South Sudan, committed to form. The examples are many, but we are really concerned that this continued delay in forming the hybrid court will mean that the evidence that should be used to prosecute suspects in these human rights violations and grave crimes under international law, that evidence is going to disappear, to get lost, if time passes. As time passes, and the South Sudan government needs to move with speed in partnership with the African Union to start a process to preserve this evidence and then to make sure that they set up the hybrid court. Failure to do that, we are calling on the African Union to set up an ad hoc tribunal on its own to ensure that these crimes don't go unpunished. And the African Union should insist that if the government of South Sudan does not form the hybrid court within a period of 6 months, then it automatically, as the African Union moves with speed to set up the ad hoc committee to ensure that the people who have been wronged and who've lost their loved ones, who have suffered sexual crimes, can seek justice. And because there's not going to be getting justice is one step towards a conflict resolution and ensuring that Sudan can build a sustainable peace going forward.
Part of Amnesty International report reads authorities of South Sudan has allowed impunity to flourish over human rights violation, crime, and crime against humanity. You did mention some, but is there any other ways how the authorities in South Sudan referred to in this report contributed to impunity in this country?
So the impunity starts with the government forces and the rebels committing deliberate acts of killing, sexual violence, and generally involving themselves in the abuse of human rights. Then, as the title suggests, the time has come, and it has been time, it's been a long time now since we've been calling for justice to be done. But the South Sudanese authorities basically are saying they will not prosecute themselves. So, they first of all, they have committed these crimes. Then they have agreed that they would set up a court to try and to make sure that these crimes are prosecuted. Then they have not set up that court. Then they have deliberately undertaken measures to block the formation of that court. So what that says really is that there is no political will to provide justice and accountability for these crimes in South Sudan. And what that then tells the perpetrators and those that intend to commit human rights violations and in the country is that they can get away with it. That is the message that this kind of behavior sends. Then if you look at then the point of promoting officers who are suspected of committing crimes into senior positions, that also is another problem. So the list is endless. The South Sudan government has clearly undertaken to subvert the course of justice and ensure that no prosecutions take place. So that is what we are saying. You have, for instance, the case of Malek Robin Ryakrengu, who was sanctioned by the UN Security Council for planning, directing, and committing acts involving sexual and gender-based violence, and was appointed Deputy Minister of Defense and Veteran Affairs in September 2018. This is rewarding criminality and presenting proper investigations and prosecutions of individuals such as Malik. You have President Salva Kiir setting up a committee to investigate human rights violations and abuses in 2013, but then those reports not being made public and no results being taken, nobody has been taken to court. What that tells victims is that they have been left to their own devices and the government has no desire to ensure that they receive justice.
Well, you just mentioned President Salva Kiir there, and also the organization's report said at the moment President Kiir can confirm or reject judgments. What proof do you have? Is there any evidence?
The evidence we have in that case is that when a case is heard in court, after it's heard, the file is sent by the judges to the presidential palace. So, and that is why the victims in the Terrain case who want to lodge an appeal for are unable to proceed because the file from the lower court was sent to the president for assent and it went missing. So that is the evidence we have. And we don't have many other cases of prosecutions being concluded to also judge it further to see whether other files will also be sent to the president. But in that one case, the file up to this day cannot be found. And if on top of making attempts to set up the hybrid court, the South Sudanese presidential palace can produce this file, that would go some way to at least helping in this case for an appeal to be lodged and justice to be seen to be done.
You also know that the country lacks proper justice institution to try crimes committed during the conflict, and you rightly put it that also the peace agreement provided for the creation of hybrid court. AU is mandated to establish that court. Why are you not putting that much pressure on AU to establish the court?
Well, and that is what exactly we are saying now. We are saying the AU must give an ultimatum to the South Sudan government to form this hybrid court, to cooperate in the setting up of this hybrid court within 6 months. Failure to do that, in case the South Sudanese government has failed or remain unwilling to set up this court, then the AU should, we are asking the AU to set up an ad hoc tribunal of its own to proceed and ensure that people, the victims receive justice, because clearly it was an agreement to jointly work together to set up a court between the AU and the South Sudan government. But clearly the South Sudan government is doing everything in its power to try and decampaign and try to prevent the setting up of this court, you know, to the point of going to seek lobbyists to campaign against it. The President Salva Kiir at some point wrote in the newspaper in an opinion piece published jointly with former Vice President Riek Machar, to talking about the thing that what the people want now is not trials. Yeah. So basically, we have no political will to set up a court, and the AU now should move with speed to ensure that South Sudan has a deadline against which to cooperate and set up this hybrid court, or it should take matters into its own hands and set up a separate ad hoc tribunal to do the same. Because at the end of the day, what is important is that justice is done in this matter, in these matters.
Yes, and in summary, and finally from me, what do you recommend as a way forward so that the victims of this conflict in South Sudan receive justice?
The victims know exactly what they want. The victims want to see justice done, but they themselves cannot deliver justice for themselves. They have to rely on the state, which is supposed to protect them and to ensure that their interests are taken and respected, and their human rights are protected. So our call is the South Sudan government to show, not just tell us that they're interested in justice, to do it in their own through action, to set up a hybrid court that they agreed to form. That is step one. If they don't set it up, we are saying, African Union, you said you'd partner with the South Sudan government to set up this court. Now proceed and set up an ad hoc court, because clearly all these years since 2015, when this was first agreed, no hybrid court has been set up. And as you deal with this matter and as you don't set up the court, the evidence is at risk of being lost. We don't want that to happen. People need justice, and it is their right. You know, and then another last thing that needs to be done is to support the Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan, the UN Commission, to ensure that it continues to monitor and to investigate and to collect evidence that could be used in future trials. All of this, at the end of the day, is to say that the South Sudan government must stop this deliberate blocking of justice and accountability efforts, and the government must also stop interfering negatively with the judiciary and reform its own judicial system so that it can impartially, independently, and effectively investigate and prosecute crimes committed during the conflict.